Great to be joined on our Market Friday edition of the Country Viewpoint for the first time in 2025 by Dr. Joe Sillance, the CEO of the Australian Chicken Growers Council. Dr. Sillance, great to chat with you again. Welcome back. Did you get a bit of time off to recharge your batteries?
Oh, a great new year and a great break. Well, there's never a break in chickens because of hot summers and chickens, but yeah, everything's back on deck and flying at speed.
Lovely to hear. Well, the news out of the industry comes thick and fast. I want to ask you about the Western Australian ban on cage eggs. Can you give us some more details about this and what it means for the wider egg industry, both in Western Australia but also around the rest of the country?
Yeah, look, there is general agreement across Australia that cage eggs will be banned, even though the research shows that free-range eggs in particular are more stressful to birds. But hey, let's not let science get in the way of a good consumer story. So WA was the first state to ban, and they banned on January 1st. So that requires nearly twice the shedding space to produce the same number of eggs. And there were not that many sheds in WA. So what they've done is they've stolen a few meat chicken sheds, or meat chicken farms, actually. There's been whole farms have gone across to eggs. And they've retired the older girls because the older girls wouldn't have adjusted well to barn. And then they've got people growing new pullets, but they're not in full lay yet, so they're still coming on board. And then it's a very hot summer, and the girls don't lay as well in a hot summer. So put all of those together, and you've got a bit of a shortage on supermarket shelves. Surprise.
Well, you've led me pretty nicely into my next question there, touching on stealing the meat chicken sheds. What effect will this have on the chicken meat industry?
Look, in the short term, a bit. There was already a shortage of sheds in WA. In fact, WA hasn't been self-sufficient in chicken meat production for a while. And so this has made it quite a lot worse. As those bans move across the country into the other states, we are expecting to see family farms jump fairly quickly into eggs because so many of our family farms in meat have been so bullied by their processors that they just want out. And the idea of being able to switch to barn eggs is appealing. But remember, we've got to find a lot more sheds to cover for egg production. Now, nationwide, for meat production, we're already short of shedding, so this is going to make that a whole lot worse. So, you know, there is the genuine possibility in the next few years that we will be short of meat, chicken meat, on supermarket shelves because the planned new shedding that companies have put forward doesn't even make up what we're losing, much less the rise in population. So, yeah, it's going to get very tricky. And then if you add to that, you know, Murray River water is now in short supply for greenfield sites, and the Peel River in Tamworth likewise. So, yeah, things are going to get pretty interesting in the meat industry, and the government still has not stepped in with the code of practice that we need to get things organised again. But we keep trying.
All right, well, I'm sure you'll continue trying, as it is something you're clearly very passionate about and work very hard at. Dr. Sillance, thank you very much for your time on our Market Friday edition of the Country Viewpoint. Always good to catch up with you on a Friday. Have a great week. We'll do it again next Friday.
Good to chat. See ya.